USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The UN is allowed once again to deliver humanitarian aid to Yemen. With that story, here's Wendy King.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the civil war-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the civil war began 4 years ago.
North Korea has extended its recent streak of weapons displays by firing what appear to be two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, according to South Korea's military. The fifth round of launches in less than 3 weeks was likely another protest, the slow pace of the nuclear negotiations with the United States and the continuance of U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises that the North says are aimed at a northward invasion. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Authorities enforcing a strict curfew in the Indian-administered Kashmir will bring in trucks of essential supplies for an Islamic festival as the divided Himalayan region remains in a lockdown following India's decision to strip it of its constitutional autonomy. Pakistan said with the support of China, it will take up India's unilateral actions with Kashmir at the UN Security Council, and it may approach the UN Human Rights Commission over what it says is the genocide of the Kashmiri people. Kashmir is claimed entirely by both India and Pakistan and divided between the arch rivals. Rebels have been fighting New Delhi's rule for decades in the Indian-controlled portion, and most Kashmiri residents want either independence or a merger with Pakistan. America's much-maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays.